I think it's a point, so it is. But I thought we probably, the chances we had, I think we limited Dunfermline, a very good Dunfermline team, to very little. I thought our shape was great. I get the commitment I was been looking for. And I just thought today we could see a poor goal again. We get back in the game, we score a fantastic goal. And after that, I think we should have just pushed on and tried to score the winner. But I thought we were comfortable. I thought our attacking play was better, passing the ball was better. And I just think the shape that we played today probably suited what I have available just now.
Are you pleased to get the reaction today? Because you talked about that before, that in front of the behind, they didn't really show much. So it was good to get back in the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. I think after, I just spoke to the players after the game, I says, and even the game on Tuesday, I didn't think we were that bad. We defended really well, but I just thought today going with a back three helped us. I think it helped us get forward, it helped us create stuff. We had legs and energy in the team. And on another day, I'm disappointed, but I thought we should have had 3 points.
The results have kind of shaken down. I mean, it could have been worse today because if Morton were winning, I don't know if you knew that at one point with 5 minutes to go. So, but next week it sets up for a massive game at Arbroath.
Yes, we've got 3 massive games left. Next week's going to be a massive game. But you also got to remember that Morton have got to go to Arbroath in the last game of the season. They've still got Aloha to play. So, we know we've got to take care of ourselves. But I just think it was a bit back to basics today. I thought the players gave me everything. And as I say, the young goalkeepers came, PJ from Motherwell, I thought he was excellent. He's handling Jamie Burjonas coming for his debut today. I thought he looked good enough. He was asked him at half time, could he keep going to the end of the game? Because he's a big, strong, powerful lad, and anybody that sees him. So I think the more games he gets, it'll be great. But as I say, hopefully by next week we'll meet Michael Moffat back, we'll have Josh Todd back, and hopefully one or two others. But as I say to the players in there, it's commitment and it's grinding, and it's important that we got some from a game. But I'm disappointed I'm not at 3 points.
How happy were you with the keeper, given that you had to chuck him in at 24 hours notice?
Yeah, I think he's been excellent. As I say, I think he was down at Ayr in the summer. I think they were going to take him on loan, and he came in. We'd already tried to sign another keeper, it didn't work out. We asked Motherwell, and I've got to thank Motherwell, because I think him and Graham Alexander have been fantastic to get him in. And he only came in yesterday morning, done a wee bit with us, and you could just see his confidence. And I just told him to go and relax and enjoy it. And I think he did. I think he's punched one in the first half. I think his distribution was good, his vocal was good. And it's a lad that's played Scottish football, you at a lower league, so it helps him knowing that he's played at this level before. And I just thought he looked an all round competent goalkeeper for such a young boy. Yeah?
Okay.
Alright, cheers, thank you.